Few basketball players are as small as Jamani Swanson, a 4'5" point guard who plays for teams in New York and California. But his game and his outlook are quite large. Only a Game's John Kalish recently caught up with a man who's been called the Michael Jordan of dwarf basketball.
Jamani Swanson grew up in New York City. His father, who is not a dwarf, remembers his son being obsessed with basketball as a toddler. His mother, Sabrina, is a dwarf, and she's been a great inspiration to him.
Going out with my mother, you know, going shopping. As a kid, I always seen that. It didn't bother when people stared at her. People loved her just for her being her, and she told us, don't make an excuse. You're not different. You know, you're just short. You're just short.
Swanson grew up shooting hoops on New York City playgrounds with kids who were much taller, and from a very early age, it was clear he had a gift. In high school, he made the varsity basketball team his sophomore year, and he turned down offers to play for several Division II colleges in New York. Swanson weighs 100 pounds, but is very strong. He is described as ferocious on defense.
I can guard anybody that's putting the ball down the floor. That's the thing, you don't want to put the ball down the floor. And if you are going to put the ball down the floor, you should protect that ball. Otherwise, it's my cookie.
The 27-year-old Swanson is also a confident ball handler who likes to take it to the rim.
People feel because of my size I can't take it in. You know, they expected me to shoot, but they'd be amazed by it because I like to drive.
He has a knack for going to the basket and not being afraid of anybody that's coming at him.
Coach Patrick Fava has a brother who's a dwarf and plays on the New York Towers, a basketball team comprised of little people.
He could have 4 or 5 hands in his face swatting at the ball, and he'll still go right back in there. He will take you to the hole, and he will make sure that he finishes every single play. And the tenacity that he plays with, the way he gets after the ball, are second to none.
Even Swanson's teammates are in awe at his abilities. Steve Katoya is a 4-foot-tall member of the Towers who works at a software company in New Jersey. During warm-ups, he wore a T-shirt that said, "I'm used to the staring."
Every time I see him play, he amazes me. Today, we were just on a layup line, and he's going down the layup line, and he jumped up in the air, went through the legs, and put the layup up. And I just stood back, and I was like, "Jamani, every time I see you, it's something new."
The youngest member of the New York Towers is 4'2" Teddy Tilkin, who says Swanson is like a father figure to him.
He's a role model. Not only is he athletic, he's extremely smart when it comes to the basketball game as well. I would definitely say that he is a leader on the court.
Tilkin is a senior at Comac High School on Long Island. Every year the Towers come to Comac High to play a team of much taller students. In games against average height competitors like this recent one at Comac High, the Towers' opponents can't go for a rebound until the ball has hit the floor once, and opponents are only allowed to make bounce passes, something that makes scoring more difficult. But the rim is regulation height and the basketball is regulation size. The bleachers inside Comac High's gymnasium are nearly full as the Towers' general manager, Clinton Brown, announces the lineup. Brown is a little over 3 feet tall and stands on a chair so he can be seen.
You might have seen him on YouTube. He is a fan, spectacular favorite, number 15, from New York, New York, Jamani Swanson.
Comac High, which includes one girl, easily wins the tip-off, but it is clear that many on the team are reluctant to use their height advantage to block the Towers' shots. Comac senior Greg Dauber.
I was nervous to block one, but I eventually blocked one. I felt bad, but I don't know, it's the game.
Swanson is exciting to watch, clearly a crowd favorite as he sinks 3-pointers and drives repeatedly for the basket.
Rebound, rebound, come on, steal it!
The Towers are down 2 points late in the fourth quarter, and Coach Fava calls a timeout. He squats to address the team.
This is the fourth quarter. This is the game time right here, okay?
Let's make it happen here
and take it home.
Let's go.
Towers on three. Let's go. 1, 2, 3.
Towers!
With a little more than a minute left in the game and the score tied at 38, Jamani Swanson steals the ball, then races down court and lays the ball in to put the Towers ahead 40-38. Jamani Swanson's game-winning play leaves many in the gymnasium shaking their heads at his clutch performance. Swanson scores 20 points, nearly half of his team's total, and makes a lasting impression on the high school kids who had tried to guard him. Senior Greg Dauber says it wasn't easy.
He's a lot better than I thought. He is very, very good. He's quick, he could shoot, and he goes right through us. I tried blocking him, and he actually went right around me. It was crazy.
Swanson's basketball abilities are now on display from coast to coast. When he's not in New York playing with the Towers, he's in Southern California playing in the Venice Basketball League with teammates who are much taller than he is. A YouTube video of his handiwork on the asphalt in Venice has close to 2 million views. Swanson has wrestled professionally, appeared in television and movie productions, and aspires to star in his own reality TV show.
You can't let the things you have be a disadvantage, because that's what people expect. You have to use what you have as a motivation and as your energy booster. I tell anyone on this earth, you can do what you want to do.
Swanson and his teammates on the New York Towers will be going for their fourth consecutive basketball championship at the Dwarf Athletic Association of America's National Games this summer in East Lansing, Michigan, where they'll also compete in the 2013 World Games known as the Dwarf Olympics. For Only a Game, I'm John Kalish in New York. 'Cause big-time players make
big time players make big time plays. Gotta get it in a big time way. Let's get it on the grind, head on the line. Gotta stay focused, gotta keep a sound mind. It's go hard or go home, go long and go strong. Don't back down.